listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Myler with your news briefing. The Coalition will today face its first major test since the federal election. The Aston by-election is playing out, and experts say the result could determine if Peter Dutton stays in the opposition's top job, while Anthony Albanese is standing alongside Labor candidate Mary Doyle.
Mary Doyle isn't someone who's shopped around for a seat. Mary Doyle's someone who wants to represent this community, and she'll be a strong voice in the government. And it's about time the opposition recognise that they need to do more than just say no to everything.
More Aussies can now get their hands on the COVID antiviral Paxlovid. From today, people in their 60s only need one risk factor for severe illness instead of two. It means about 160,000 more Aussies will have access to the medication. Overseas, Donald Trump's lawyer says the former US president is ready to fight after being indicted. He'll front court next week over alleged hush money payments made during the 2016 election to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, has already served time over the payments. And one of the songwriters behind the unofficial Australian anthem, You're the Voice, has died. 76-year-old Keith Reid was one of the four British songwriters behind the song John Farnham made famous. Reid passing away in a London hospital, he'd been battling cancer. While John Farnham himself is in hospital at the moment, being treated for a respiratory infection. Big arvo for footy coming up with the undefeated North Melbourne and Hawthorne in Launceston. Jai Simpkin will miss for the Roos. Then the Blues are in Sydney with some big ins for the Giants, Josh Kelly and Lachie Whitfield in the midfield. Tonight it's the Saints and Bombers, G and the showdown at Adelaide Oval. And more action this afternoon at Albert Park ahead of tomorrow's Australian F1 Grand Prix.